Okay, so first of all, we've heard that you've been recently appointed the head of the new Efficiency Task Force with Oil and Gas UK. I was hoping if you could tell me a little bit about the task force and what you're aiming to achieve.
Yeah, for sure. So for me, it's really crucial to the next phase and to make sure that we still have a base in an industry here that's in great shape for the future. So it's about as simple as it sounds. We have become a wee bit inefficient in what we do. We've been focused on safety, we've been focused on production, getting things done quickly, and in all of that, there's lots of places where we can be more efficient. With the falling oil prices and to make sure that we're here for the long term, when we can secure that efficiency increase, then we'll be in great shape for the future.
So you speak about the long term. We heard from Professor Alex Russell earlier, who was saying to us that if the oil prices don't go up to £70 per barrel, then the cost savings that we've had may be for nothing. Would you disagree with that, or would you think that that's something that the oil prices will go up again?
Well, I'm not an oil economist. What I do observe from my humble cheap seat is that the world will need hydrocarbons for quite some time as we transition to other kinds of energy. So ultimately, consumption's going up. It's a wasting commodity. There's less of it there. And so my view is, in the medium term, the price will go back up. The really important thing is that the cost of getting it out of the ground is largely in our hands. So that's what the Efficiency Task Force is trying to do. Let's not try and worry about the price of oil. Let's try and have an industry that works at, you know, $40 or any other price. And there's so much inefficiency that we can address that I'm really confident we can do that.
Okay, so you're talking about addressing inefficiency there. What do you see for the future in the next few years in the oil industry, in the North Sea especially?
Well, I'm a sort of realistic optimist, I would say. So I'm an engineer by background, if you go far enough back, and I can see so many areas where we can just get slicker. We can do things quickly, inexpensively, and just as safely that, you know, I'm really convinced we'll be able to retool what and how we do things so that we're in great shape for $40 oil. And if we can do that, then we'll be in even better shape when we get to $70 oil. And more importantly, there's so many clever people here. You just look around this show, it's huge. All that cleverness and all that technology, if we can package that in a really efficient, low-cost way, then we can anchor lots of skills here in the UK, and we can export those around the world for the long term.
Okay, and obviously the theme of this event is Inspire the Next Generation. What would you say to people trying to get in a job in oil at the moment?
We're a cyclic industry, so to have cycles in a cyclic industry shouldn't be a surprise. I started in 1986, which is a down cycle. I would say this is an absolute long-term industry. We need hydrocarbons. You go back to the fundamentals. So there will be an oil and gas industry for the entire working life of anybody who's thinking about a job right now. It's actually a really fun industry. It's safe, it's ethical, and it does cool stuff. So I would say, you know, don't let an oil price blip cloud your thinking about whether this is a great place to work.
And finally, what are your thoughts on how the exhibition and conference has gone so far?
I'm really positive, and we've had lots of fantastic meetings here at the AMEC Foster Wheeler stand. We're talking about business going forward. I mean, everyone's very pragmatic. Are there champagne corks popping at 2 feet centres? They're not. And equally, people aren't walking around with long faces. You know, this is a resilient industry. We've seen downturns before. We'll probably have some more. Everyone's just making smart plans about how to get through this and get on. So I'm really positive about our week here.